USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden was briefed on FEMA's response to Hurricane Fiona's aftermath in Puerto Rico on Thursday. The president announces an executive action he took to further help with the recovery.
At the governor's request, I immediately approved an expedited major disaster declaration to provide individual and public assistance to help people and communities recover from, and this declaration is going to, we'll get federal resources there quickly, and it's going to help people start rebuilding their lives.
The CEO of one of America's largest banks is warning of a possible recession. During testimony before a Democratic-led Senate committee, Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase says this is due to multiple factors. They include rising interest rates and all the government spending that took place within the last 2 years. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is continuing to bus illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities. At least 5 buses carrying illegal immigrants at the southern border arrived at the Port Authority bus terminal in New York City on Thursday. Commissioner of the Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs, Manuel Castro, confirms the city gets no information about the illegal immigrant buses coming from Texas.
Governor Abbott has made these bus companies sign non-disclosure agreements that do not allow them to coordinate with us, so we don't know when they'll be arriving, how many people are on board, or there are children or people with special needs that we need to assist.
Republican Governor Abbott quick to point out that the illegal immigrants show up on Texas's doorstep and arrive in Texas without them receiving notice as well. Wall Street closing lower on Thursday, the Dow losing 107 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, has released an agenda called Commitment to America that aims to fight inflation, secure the border, and protect unborn children. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn joins Fox News to weigh in on the Democrat strategy heading into the midterms, specifically abortion rights.
They will talk about what they think motivates their base, and then both sides will try to figure out how to expand that reach to independent voters, to suburban women who typically are very important.
InfoWars host Alex Jones testified on Thursday in a lawsuit against him for spreading conspiracy theories. An attorney for the families, Chris Maddie, asked Jones about a clip of him admitting to referring to the families as actors.
If someone were to falsely claim that a group of families who had lost loved ones were actors and had faked the deaths of their loved ones, that would be a horrible thing to say, correct?
In the context, it could be, yes.
Judge Barbara Bellis found Jones liable for continuously questioning whether the shooting actually happened on his show after he failed to turn over documents in the case. President Biden is back at the White House after spending the majority of his day in New York City. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.